Greetings, everyone. This is Keith and Karina coming to you once again from the great state of Pennsylvania. Today, we want to continue on our series, well, actually, the second part to a new season. We really feel this is something special that God is speaking to us here in this time, in this season, and we want to continue on with that thought. And so, before we get into the subject, I really feel led to have my sweetheart share a lot on this subject matter because I think God has really put a lot in her heart on this thing. So I'm just going to turn it over to her right now.
Sounds good. Hello, everyone. Certainly, we are expecting this word to transform your thoughts and therefore what happens in and through your life. The Word of God says that as a man thinks, and so he is. So it is very important for us to have the correct thoughts because that is what we're going to act upon. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to share. We had such an amazing podcast yesterday. I heard it. I finished listening to it today, but it was so encouraging. And, you know, I'm sure that you agree as well that sometimes people think that those who are sharing the word are just doing that sharing. But the truth is that the ones who share are the ones who are most, I'm going to say, ministered. We learn so much from the word that the Holy Spirit gives us to share. And as a matter of fact, it's not only giving us, but it's through us. So before we actually share it, it's already become alive to and in us, which makes a difference. And so I was very blessed. I was listening to it as if I wasn't even a part of it. And I was very, very blessed. I learned a lot listening to it again. So I'm saying that to encourage our listeners to please make sure you go back and look for part one in order for this part as well to make more sense, because God just keeps talking to us and talking to us, and it is amazing. So we started talking yesterday about a new season, right? And you shared with our listeners, our friends, family, you shared that we have entered a new season ourselves because we are now married.
Amen.
Which is hallelujah. A new way. That was a big hallelujah there. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And we had the opportunity to share that not necessarily everyone goes through seasons as we are now, where everything is so wonderful. We have such great expectation. We're happy. We're enjoying each other's company. We have so many plans ahead of us, and it's great. Some seasons are not as joyful. But the beauty of it is that God is the God of the seasons, and he walks with us in all seasons. Because let me share this. Let me say this. Sometimes we think that the season where we find ourselves most tempted to kind of forget about God would be the ones when we are so sad. But it's not necessarily always true. Sometimes when we feel that everything is going good, we have our security in the bank, emotionally, everything is nice. You know, we have bread in our fridge, we have milk, we're surrounded with friends, we're going to a good church. Sometimes we tend to forget that we need God in those circumstances. So it is important as well for us to remember that those seasons where everything seems to be going wonderful for you, please make sure, let's remember that the Holy Spirit is giving us an opportunity to see how much he can trust us. He needs to be able to trust us even with success. So I heard somebody once said that it is more of a testing ground to pass the test of success than it is to pass the test of failure. So that is very important. My point is that God wants to always be the Lord of all our seasons. And we shared so much yesterday, and today we want to continue sharing about this because the Lord has so much to say. I want to quickly, I know you have verses that you're going to share with us as well, but I want to quickly make this very practical to those who are listening. There are so many stories in the Bible of people like you and I, people like our listeners, that went from one season to another. And it's good to talk about them, mention them, remember them, learn from their success, learn from their failures, to remember that God uses people like us to make a difference in the world. And these people, for example, one that I this story I love so much, and it's about this woman, this Samaritan woman, without saying her whole story, but she was married several times. She was not liked very much. She before Jesus, before meeting Jesus at a well, she had gone or was going through a season of failure, depression, hopelessness. I'm going to assume loneliness, and it was not a good season. But God is so good. God is so good. As we mentioned yesterday, seasons begin and end. There has to be a beginning and an ending. And when Jesus made it part of his agenda to meet her, because Jesus is interested in the season that you are in now, and he is the Lord. And please don't think that the Lord forgets the season that you are in. She was in a very bad season in her life. Sometimes it happens that we're in seasons because other people have had influence over us, things that were out of our control, and we find ourselves in certain seasons. Sometimes it's because of our bad choices, but regardless, A or B, we can always cry out to the Lord. So I love this story before I pass it on back to you, Amor. And because this lady, she had no idea that day, it was a regular day for her, another miserable day, the season that she was in. She did not know that day her season was going to end and she was going to begin a new season. Isn't that beautiful? So Jesus met her. Jesus revealed himself to her. This is the key. Jesus didn't only meet her. Jesus revealed himself to her. And she believed him. And because she did, a whole new season began for her. So God is a God of, I'm going to say surprises, but he takes us into this new season. And this is what he wants for you. He wants to reveal himself to you, whether you know him or you don't. If you know him, into deeper places, deeper in relationship with him. And if you don't, of course, he wants you to meet him. So this woman, listen, she was not liked by the town. And when she met Jesus, she had such a transformation in her thoughts and the revelation of actually meeting the Messiah, the only one who could make a difference in her life. She began a new season. And we were able to see the evidence of that new season right away, because she had an astounding influence over the same people that despised her. Now they looked up to her and believed her and came to meet this Savior, this Messiah, this prophet that she was talking about. Things can change that quickly for you. I know you're thinking that can't be for me. Yes, for you. Whether you are in a hospital, things can change very quickly. Whether you are in jail, whether you are under a bridge, whether you are driving and you are crying and your heart is in sorrow, things can change so quickly for you for the better and enter a brand new season right now if you have this special encounter with the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants you to believe and to know in order for you to come into this new season. And as it says in Song of Solomon, enter into the season where winter is gone.
Amen, baby. That's beautiful. I mean, when we started yesterday, we didn't even really understand the power that this message is going to have, because I think several weeks ago when we knew we were planning, you know, our marriage to happen in January, that this would coincide with the message of, you know, of a new season. Because, you know, it is a new season when you get married.
That's right.
It's a new season when, as we know in the natural world, you know, the four seasons that we have, winter and spring and summer and fall, these seasons are created by God. And it's like you said, seasons have a beginning and seasons have an end.
That's right.
So if you're going through a very bad season right now, you know, of turmoil, pain, suffering, loss, you can know this, that season is not going to last forever.
That's right.
It's meant to change. God is a God of seasons. And even though some of the seasons that come are not, you know, good for it, you know, what we would think would be good for us, God can turn around for good, just like he did with Joseph. You know, Joseph had the dream that he was going to be ruler. He didn't quite understand the dream, what it fully meant, but when he shared it with his brothers, they were not enthused about it. And obviously we know what happened, is they hated him, and they sold him into slavery. And but even in all that time when he was in slavery and he was in prison, God was with him. And you know what? God is with you.
That's right.
If you're a born-again Christian believer, mm-hmm. who have accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, God is with you. He's not forsaking you. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. It may feel like he's not there.
That's
and just as I shared yesterday in the first part of this podcast, I had that moment of time where I was feeling, you know, extreme loneliness. Even though we were engaged, you know, we were going to be married, it's just these attacks that were coming from the enemy, that when I was alone in my apartment, the enemy would hammer me, you know, and I would, you know, of course, I know I'm supposed to resist the devil, resist these things, but that still doesn't take away from the battle. You're going to go through things and feel things, and some of the worst battles that you can go through is not only, you know, mental attacks, but emotional, your emotions. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
And he wants you to have life abundance in your emotions. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have peace. You know, some of the richest people in the world, millionaires and billionaires, they don't have the peace of God in their life. Riches don't do that. That's the deceitfulness of riches. That riches is what will buy you happiness. You know, on the temporary, it might seem that way when you got the money, you're going out and spending. But you know what? It's going to come, not necessarily the money to an end for the rich people, but the joy of it is going to come to an end. They're going to feel empty. This is not satisfying them, because what is an empty place in their heart that can only be filled with God is through his peace. Jesus, like you said yesterday, sweetheart, you said it's the peace that Jesus gives that the world cannot give. The world cannot give this kind of peace.
Only God can.
And it can't be purchased with money.
No, it can't.
So we need that, and we need that. If you're going through that season right now of extreme trial, know that God will bring you out of it. And especially as you look unto him. He says in Hebrews chapter 12, I believe it is, where it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He is there with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he will help you and guide you into the things that he has planned for you. And what has he planned for you? He's planned for you the abundant life. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. It's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So like I said yesterday, if anything's being stolen out of your life, it's not from God.
That's right. You know, I feel led to add this as well, because as you were sharing, I was thinking of the importance, and you did mention this, the importance for us to fight the good fight. And the Lord, as you said, wants to bring us into a new season. He wants to make it clear. God is not a God of confusion. And This is not something difficult and complicated. It's all inside and in through Jesus. It's from Jesus. He is the author. It is Him. So we definitely cannot have peace, cannot go into a new season, cannot get out of bad seasons without Jesus. Separated from Him, there's nothing that we can do. But this came to my mind as I was listening to you now share that. And it's that it's very important for us not to resist what God is doing in our life. And the story that came to mind the story was when God took Israel out of Egypt, and His intention was for them to go into a new season. They were coming out of the season of slavery. The Lord ended it for them, at least physically. They were not to be enslaved. That's it. They were free. They were no longer captives. Now they were entering into, they were heading to a new season in their lives. They actually ended the season of slavery. Now they're in the season of getting into the promised land, going to a better season. But there is a process, there are steps, there is a way, there is the Holy Spirit guiding you as I think we mentioned it yesterday, okay, this is what was before. I'm taking you into a new thing. You cannot bring in your past. You cannot bring in yesterday's pain and hold on to it. You cannot bring into this new season sins, things that you know that I've been talking to you about, letting go, not doing these things. Don't participate in these things that are darkness. Don't insist on holding on to things that you know that are not right. You know it. Maybe it's your friends and you just don't want to be different, but you know that God wants you to just come into this new season. My point is, their season of slavery ended, but they did not make it. Most of them did not make it to the season that God had already prepared for them. And so it is important for us not only to say, oh, I know God is going to do it. Okay, God, go ahead. I'm just going to sit here and just watch you take me into a new season. We have to walk this out. We have to, with the Holy Spirit, be led and let Him take us from a better state to a better state to a better state. And it is God who is doing new things as we let go of old things. You read that verse, and yesterday He is doing a new thing, therefore forgetting the old things. And you said, we spoke about not having amnesia. God does not want us to think that it's even possible to go into the new thing that God has for you when you cannot let go of the old. So a large number of the people that had already began their walk into their new season, guess what? They didn't make it. They died in the desert, unfortunately. They didn't reach everything that God had for them because they were not being sensitive to what God had before them. They were complaining. They had, their vision was very short. They were not listening. They were not obedient. So let's listen to what the Holy Spirit is teaching us as we walk into the new season so that we can actually make it to the best part of what God has prepared for us.
Amen. That's beautiful, sweetheart, because it reminded me of the story about Lot and his family when they were in Sodom. And when the angels came to tell him to get out, you know, it says as they were leaving and leaving the city, that Lot's wife looked back, you know. And there's a lot of interpretation on that, you know, from what I've heard over the years. But what I really feel was what had happened there was when she looked back, it was that she was still there in her heart. She was hanging back, you might say. They were heading up out of the valley into the mountains. And I would have to believe that her heart being back still in Sodom, she was moving very slowly to get out of there. And by her looking back, she was staying back. Her heart was still there. She was not willing to let go of the past. She was not willing to let go of the things that was holding her back. And as a consequence, she lost her life because of it.
That's right.
And the same as what you said with the children of Israel, you know, because they didn't see what God had planned for them required some effort on their part. And that's the mistake oftentimes people do when they say, well, you know, we're talking about entering into a new season, so we're just going to sit back and do nothing, expect God's going to make it all happen on, you know, on his own without our cooperation. Well, there's not really anything that we're going to do in life is in our walk with the Lord that's going to require us to do nothing. You know, even salvation, basic salvation requires to believe.
That's to believe, that's
and,
right.
And the Lord tells us to repent and believe the gospel.
That's right.
And accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, obviously, not everybody understands what all that means, but the point is there's a starting point. And that starting point isn't the finishing point. You know, yes, you'll be born again. You'll go to heaven. You're on your way to heaven if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you know that you've accepted him as a penalty for your sins. You'll be on your way to heaven. But we're not taken up to heaven immediately after we get saved. You know, as far as when somebody says, well, we graduated, you know. No, we're still here on this earth to walk out, a relationship with him to help carry out his will in the earth, you know, to follow his plan and his purposes. And that's going to require effort on our part. It's going to require a surrender, a diligence. It's going to require a sacrifice. It's going to require listening and obeying. And each new season that we go through, sometimes it's going to require us to, you know what, put off the old things.
That's true.
Put off some of the old habits, some of the old associations and friendships we had. Because where God is taking you, you're not going to be able to take that old luggage with you into that new season. So I would like to just turn it back over to my sweetheart here for her to, you know, give us some more insights and revelations that God has for her. But that's what I'm seeing there is what she said. We cannot take in to the new season a lot of the old things that we know that God has been speaking to us to get rid of. They have to go. We have to let them go.
That's right. And, you know, God is so good. I know sometimes we say it so often. I'm not going to say so often, like we cannot say it enough, but it is heard often, and therefore we kind of, oh yeah, he's good. That's to say that God is good is an understatement. We have no idea when we say good what that really means. But God is good, and he is so good that he didn't leave us alone. When Jesus, as we know, when he died and he resurrected and then he ascended, he didn't leave us alone. We didn't have Jesus physically, but now we have the Holy Spirit, who is not only around us, who can see us, he's actually inside of us. He's dwelling inside of us. That power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is the power that now dwells inside of the believers, of course. And I'm saying that because we really, in this new season, have to understand that God wants us to give him the place that he deserves, the place that he needs to occupy in our hearts in order for us to have truly what's considered success, not according to man's definition, but according to God's. God wants the best for you. And I was remembering the story that we were reading yesterday in our devotional about the Lord Jesus stating how much God wants to bless us. And I have to say that and just use my hands and use the expression of my face and my heart, how much God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. And he wants to bless you and me so much that he gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And I have to mention this because we were talking in the devotional about God not denying the Holy Spirit to us when we ask for his power, when we ask for his wisdom. Somebody, Amor, and you mentioned this yesterday, may be listening to this and say, yeah, right. That's easy for them to say. They just got married. They're happy. They're probably in a resort somewhere. And they have no problems. If they only knew my life, if they only knew the situation I'm living through, if they only knew my past. We just saw this movie not too long ago, tonight, Sound of Hope, an amazing, beautiful, inspirational story, true story of this church. The members came together and they all became foster parents. And that part of the story was beautiful, but what those children went through, that wasn't beautiful. It was very sad to see what goes on, the brokenness, the crime, the violence, everything that many, many, many families go through. And maybe the listener is listening to this now, and you are still crying over something that happened to you 5, 10, 15 years ago, and you just cannot find the healing that you need to let go and move forward. And so we understand that there is a lot of pain, and you may be saying, I cannot even think of a new season in my life, but God is so good. The fact that you are listening to this is because God has made a way, and he is drawing you into his own presence. It is in the presence of the Lord that you find healing, the healing that you need in order to move forward. The Word of God says, I am doing a new thing. And we pray in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to ask you, Amor, in a few minutes that you may pray this over our listeners. You are going through a situation that requires the hand of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. But please know that you are not alone. All of us, in one way or another, has gone through difficult times, difficult seasons, but God does not want you to stay there. God wants you to know that he can and he is willing to do a new thing in your life. He wants to bring you into this new season, and he is doing a new thing. And it's important for you to know that with the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. And why do I say the Holy Spirit? Because if you are born again believer, you have the Holy Spirit in you. And God can turn your night into day. So we have such great expectation, and we honestly have truly joy in our hearts, knowing that this is not just information. This is truly a message from the one who made you and loves you. It's a message of hope. It's a message of expectation. It's an invitation into a new season in your life, and a reminder that you do not have to stay in the same condition. Before you pray, I have to mention this person that we speak about so much, and it's the blind Bartimaeus. He was blind, but he cried out to Jesus. Not once, but twice. Not twice, but three times. And guess what? The Lord called him, and he was no longer blind. He entered a new season. He lived in that season of being blind for many years because he was an adult already. But the day came, and I'm truly believing for many of you, if you believe that today may be the day, today can be the day where your new season begins, that fast, that amazingly quick, it can begin today. He cried out to the Lord, and all of a sudden, he was not blind Bartimaeus anymore. All of a sudden, you don't have to be the one who was known with the bad childhood. You don't have to be known as the orphan. You don't have to be known as the drug addict, as the alcoholic. You don't have to be known as the prisoner. You can have a new identity in Jesus Christ and be known as the one who has been loved and transformed by the Holy Spirit and is now unrecognizable because now he reflects or she reflects the same love of Jesus and his beautiful glory in your life. It's possible. It is possible. Isn't it possible?
Amen. Yes, it is. And that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit that you're speaking about, sweetheart, because often people think, well, it just sounds so mysterious and so, you know, spiritual, you know, what is it meaning to have the Holy Spirit? This is God living on the inside of you.
Amen.
I mean, think of it. Why would God, in all of his greatness and his power and infinite wisdom, want to place his Holy Spirit in each individual believer? Is not only so that you can have a relationship with him, and not only that he can guide you into all truth and lead you and direct your life, but that also that he can give you hope for a future of change and transformation in your life, that you can become like Jesus, but you can also rid yourself of all the shame, Amen. Of all the pain, of all the depression, of all the fear, of all the anxiety, all the things that weigh down your soul, weigh down your life, you know, that many people have gone through. The Holy Spirit is the remedy. The Holy Spirit is the answer. He is your salvation, not only from dying and going to hell, but he is your salvation from poverty. He is your salvation from depression. He is your salvation from hopelessness. That's he's right. Your salvation that thinking nothing is ever going to change in your life, even though maybe years have gone by and it seems that nothing has changed or is going to change. He is your hope. What does it take to receive the Holy Spirit? For those of you who haven't even received the Holy Spirit, Bible is clear to tell us what we need to do to receive. It says if we will believe that God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, and we will confess that and receive him as our Lord and Savior, it says that we will receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will be entitled to receive the Holy Spirit. A person can't receive the Holy Spirit apart from Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You cannot say, well, just give me the Holy Spirit. Or I believe that all, you know, religions or all belief systems lead to God. All roads lead to heaven.
That's not true.
And it isn't true. No. Absolutely it's not true. Jesus said clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Amen. And you will not receive the Holy Spirit except through him. But you have the opportunity right now. Now, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for those of my brothers and sisters in Christ. You may have already received the Holy Spirit, but you need more of the Holy Spirit to work and operate in your life. Jesus even said that out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living
That's
water.
Right.
You may not even be experiencing a river, let alone a stream or a river at all. But he wants you to have rivers flowing. And those rivers will overcome everything in its pathway. Have you ever noticed how a river, a powerful river, can carve through a canyon? It can carve through rocks over time. Look at the Grand Canyon. That was carved from water. Waterways going through and carved out that whole canyon. And that same water, the flow of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, can push out depression, anxiety, fear, anger, all manner, unforgiveness, everything you might be struggling with.
Even suicidal thoughts.
Yes, because everything that comes from the devil is stronger than a human being. But God, well, who's the devil compared to God?
That's right.
And if the Creator God himself, through Jesus Christ, is living on the inside of you, then you have been given a victory in advance. All you got to do is learn to walk it out and walk That's with right. him. And he will do for you things that will astound you. He's done that for me.
And for me.
You know, the hopelessness that I had for years, God turned it all around. So if you will pray that prayer with me now, Father, we just pray in Jesus' name. We acknowledge that we're sinners and need your salvation. We accept the Lord Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for our sins. We acknowledge that we need him. We need you, Lord Jesus, in our life. And we receive you for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. We receive you as the salvation of our soul and of our life. And as the one who wants to come and live inside of us by your Holy Spirit. We ask you to come into our heart, change and transform us. Let us receive that Holy Spirit. Give us that Holy Spirit. You said if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we ask for the Holy Spirit, you would give us the Holy Spirit. So we ask that right now in the name of Jesus, that we may be born again and receive your Holy Spirit and have a new life. Because you also said, the word says in first, second, I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man be in Christ, and that's women too, you know, and children, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Amen. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Your life will change and be transformed as you receive Christ into your life. So, my sweetheart, as we begin to end this program here, we want to encourage people to receive and accept the Lord as their Lord and Savior and have a new life, because we want to see people come into the kingdom. Amen. We want them to enter into this new season in their life see change and transformation, to become the head and not the tail. As we're told in Deuteronomy, it was the promises of God for his children. And it's still for us today. So as we end this broadcast, we want to thank everybody for listening. We want to just thank you and encourage you to continue on following him. Set your eyes on him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, and he will not disappoint. Amen.
He is a good God. Thank you so much for rendering this time and sharing this time with us. Remember, God has a new season prepared for you, and he loves you.
Amen. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Bless you.